When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Birthday, it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Now you go. Happy birthday.
I don't sing it for myself. Birthday. That's not how this works.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
It's Zandy's birthday.
Hooray.
He is 26, which means he no longer has parental health insurance.
Woohoo.
It's time to celebrate.
I am unhappy about that, but I was proactive. And now I've a new health insurance that hopefully will kick in tomorrow.
Yay.
Yeah. We'll see.
I still think you should have gone my route and just married someone for the health insurance.
Yeah, I proposed and Allie said no.
Even when she heard about the Gator wedding, after all of that.
Like, see, I told you, like, right after that episode, I was like, Allison Page.
Christine's just floating by on a log.
Yeah, you visited some of the tanning salons from this episode and got all ready.
Speaking of which, this week's theme was sent in by our $30 patron, Julia.
Thank you, Julia.
Thank you, Julia, who requested her former hometown or her former...
I think that's what she said, yeah.
Domicile of Huntington Beach, California, and the theme was tanning salons.
Yeah, which was so hilarious.
It was a bananas.
It's a very good theme suggestion.
It was a good theme.
But there was one problem we ran into. I was searching for reviews on Google, and I stumbled upon a review of a tanning salon, and it was written by a listener. It was a 1-star review, and it referenced our show.
Yeah. That's not good, guys.
No, it's literally the opposite of what we want to do.
It
really just upset me, if anything. It's my birthday today.
Yeah, you be careful, guys. It's his birthday.
Yeah, no.
Tomorrow you can do whatever you want.
Seriously bothered me, though, because the point of this is to show the ridiculousness of 1-star reviews and kind of, in a humorous way, stand up for both small business owners and the people who work at
these
businesses.
People in the service industry. And I think, the point is we're calling out the people who make it hard on those working in the service industry or companies trying to make a living and stand their ground. And so we don't want to add to the 1-star reviews.
No.
That's kind of defeats the purpose.
And this business had 7 reviews total.
Yeah.
I think 6 of them were 5-star. 1 was 4-star. And then someone goes in and leaves a 1-star review referencing
in our name,
podcast.
Which is like the opposite of when you buy those World Wildlife Foundation adopt a penguin.
Oh yeah, kill a penguin. It's that's how dramatic this is. I'm taking this.
It's his birthday. He can call it whatever he wants. But anyway, so point being, we're not going to call you out by name, but if you're doing that, please reconsider because we don't want to promote leaving shitty reviews for no reason, especially if it's something you've never been to or experienced.
And if anything, we're trying to encourage people to leave more
positive
reviews.
Exactly.
Because most of the time, people only write reviews when they're negative.
Yeah.
They say, oh, I had a bad experience. I better write a review. Instead of thinking, I had a great experience. I'll write a review. And we've had lots of people email us and say, guys, you've made me change the way I write reviews.
Yeah.
I went back and changed some of my reviews. I realized I was being unfair.
Well, and it's made us reconsider things too and like look at things from other people's perspectives. And that's kind of the idea.
Yeah. And we're just trying to be funny
and
have fun.
We're going to try to bring some positivity to the world. And if you've ever heard me react to a 1-star review, You know, you should know we don't really like them.
No, we don't handle them well.
We don't handle them well.
And this one I did not handle well.
And also, we really don't want a tanning salon coming after us. Like, why are you leaving us a one-star review?
And honestly, in this case, I wouldn't blame them.
I know, exactly. That's really shitty. Exactly. So anyway, point being, you know, not to drag this out too much, but we were saying, you know, if this keeps happening, we're going to end up having to, like, not reveal the theme in advance, which is something we don't want to do, because it's kind of a fun part of the show for us. So... we're just hoping that it...
And we'd like to encourage that person to remove that review. And to everyone else, write more five-star reviews out there. I mean, really.
And then
more,
put our name
put
on
that
it.
Don't do that.
Just kidding.
Put that positivity out there in the world because you never know who needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need it.
We need it, yeah. So I'm specifically talking about five-star reviews of our show.
Right. I don't think... Did that get through to you? Okay.
It's my birthday.
Anyway, it is Annie's birthday.
I started off strong this morning. I loved it.
Aggressively attacked him with, you know, glitter and stuff and sparkles and balloons that deflated to the floor.
And a special video that I'm very excited for.
I decided that after the great Christine birthday debacle of 2019, I was going, this was a perfect time to get back at him. And this all came to me about 16 hours ago when I was in a Walmart and I realized, oh my, they have some pretty great pinatas here. And you know what? I'm going to just, you're going to have to wait for the video to see what I filled it with, but you can have your guesses as to what the hell I poured into that pinata, which is, it wasn't beans this time.
It was not beans. She did not follow my lead.
It was equally...
not meant for a pinata.
Correct.
Yep.
So yeah, we did a little birthday thing and we're now going to record tanning salons.
Here we go. Okay, my first one is of the Tan Spa. This is from Mark. 3 stars. The customer service here sucks. I have been a member for a little over a year, and I'm about to quit any day now. They are constantly altering their hours to however the person who's currently working feels like. I showed up at 6 p.m. on a Sunday, and their hours are obviously until 7, but their doors were locked, and they motioned for me to go away. There are other times when all the beds are open, but I have to wait 10 to 15 minutes because the one person who's working is too busy answering a bunch of random questions to someone who is thinking about joining.
God forbid.
God forbid they do their job for someone else and not for me. There are other times when you have to wait 5 to 10 minutes to be acknowledged because the one person who is working is doing someone's airbrush. Another time, the customer service person smugly shortened my session because they wanted to leave at exactly 0 minutes of closing. It was only by like 3 minutes, but I didn't appreciate their irresponsible priorities. There are other times when they ask what tanning bed number you want. Oh, are you in bed 3? Would you like to upgrade to bed 6? Bed 5 is available. Which bed do you normally use? You know what? I'm an accountant 40 hours a week, and when I leave the office, I don't remember anyone's arbitrary number system. Does the owner have OCD? Are you going to pay me to memorize your bed numbering system? Even that's overstepping your reach. Anyway, I don't appreciate being turned down at the door today because either your hours are being arbitrarily changed or are posted incorrectly. The painted hours on the door were scratched off too. Your business is unprofessional. The only reason this review isn't lower than 3 stars is because the good people you have are exceptional. But we're talking like 3 of your staff out of 10. End of review.
First of all, I thought only one person works there.
Yeah.
Second of all, there are so many things to unpack in this that I can't even begin to start.
I thought we'd start off with a nice, long rant where you don't really know what's going on.
I'm really glad we learned more about their occupation and their weekly work schedule, because here's the thing. If you're saying, oh, I tend to come in right when they close and then they want to close, it's like, I work 40 hours and then the second I leave, I don't remember anything I do at work. So
yeah,
God forbid you working this probably low-paying job
Want to leave right when leave you're supposed to close.
When this business closes.
Oh my God, it's ridiculous.
And you're working for... Listen, get over yourself. You're working 40 hours a week. You can find time. That's not Sunday at 6 p.m. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion.
I mean, it's just, yeah. My favorite parts were when he was like, oh, the one person working there happened to be doing someone's airbrush. Like, ugh.
And answering.
Why are they helping someone else? I've been a member for a year.
Stupid random questions.
Like, I love how they have to phrase it that way, because if they had just said they were answering another questions, they'd realize how much of an asshole they are.
No, they were random. They were like, what is the difference between tanning bed number 5 and 6? God, how random is that? Can you believe it?
It sounds like they have a problem with this person. If, like, this guy goes up to the door, they probably know he's a member there for a year, and they're shooing him away.
It literally said they motioned for me to go away, which is like, I just picture them going, oh, God, he's back.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No. Say we're close.
Close the blinds.
Like, lock the door.
Right, there are
6 o'clock,
literally people.
Lock the door. He's going to be here till 8.
Hold your random questions for a moment. We got to close the blinds. That was a good one. That one was like painful to listen to.
It's painful, right? That's kind of
the kind of thing I can't imagine being a business owner and reading that and going like, what more could I possibly do to please you? Like,
and
there is nothing.
And they there's no question that they know this guy.
Do you
like
think?
To me,
oh, yeah.
Like the way he presented it, they know
I've
him.
Been a member for over a year. Yeah. Like, you know, he makes himself heard.
Yeah.
Do you think he's the kind of guy who puts that he's an accountant in every single review? Because I do.
I think so too. I'm an accountant. Whenever a number comes up, doesn't matter what number, I'm an accountant. I know the difference between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah, if only. I hope to get there someday.
Okay.
I'm going to lock her down.
Alexander just found all the dogs in the bathroom, in his bathroom. I hear him out there going, why are all three of you in my bathroom? So they're up to no good. So, please give us a moment while we resituate and I eat some of this ice cream cake. All right, back at it.
Well, I'm back.
Back from the bathroom with all the dogs. So this is a review of Rockstar Tan by Shook.
I've got one of those.
A Rockstar Tan?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Shook says, 1 star. I came here on April 29th, 2 days ago, to try the tanning bed for the first time. The lady in the front desk didn't give any details, so I went inside with my eyes open.
Why?
I don't know. Because they didn't get any instruction, Alexander. Any details.
Oh, no.
My friend figured that out and tried to tell me, but I was already inside and couldn't hear her knocking.
It's like a horror movie.
I know, it's so bad. The door, like,
close
the tanning, the tanning bed's like closing.
And they're like, they know that they know their friend, and
they realized
they're used to just leaving their eyes open constantly.
God, Shannon never shuts her eyes. I should have remembered. I felt dust in my eyes the whole day, and it hurt. My lawyer friend told me I can sue them, as this may have serious consequences, such as cataracts and cancer, which I'm considering now. End of review.
The first thing you want to do when you plan on suing an establishment is to write a Yelp review about it.
My friend is a lawyer. That's going to be me when Renee graduates.
My lawyer friend.
My friend says I can sue you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Almost as good as my mom says or my dad says.
My mom says that I'm allowed to use Yelp, even though I'm 5. Okay.
But I'm not allowed back at the tanning salon.
Because I never close my eyes.
I have a review of Rockstar Tan as well.
Oh, good.
It's a 1-star review.
My friend got locked in the tanning booth with her eyes open.
I wish. They need to change the name, because I thought this was Rockstar Games. End of review.
What? Wait, what? Is that like a GameStop?
It's like a game studio. So they do Grand Theft Auto.
Like an actual, yes. Okay, studio.
A major
like
video
LA
game company.
Style studio.
Yeah. Like they publish different games, like Grand Theft Auto is their biggest one, Red Dead Redemption.
So they drove to a strip mall in Huntington Beach and thought, here I am.
I mean, Activision is in, like...
Where is Activision?
Activision is in, like, Marina Del Rey or something.
You mean Activision Tan, right?
Or not Activision, what am I thinking of? Electronic Arts.
EA. Sports. It's in the game.
See?
I don't want to get sued by this guy's lawyer friend, though.
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's in Redwood City. Never mind. Where the fuck is that?
I don't know, Alexander, as if I know anything.
Well, they have a location. You know what? They have a location in Marina Del Rey.
Okay. So happy for them.
The point is, this guy does not have a valid review or reason to write a one-star review.
Okay, well, I'm...
it's my birthday.
I'm really glad that you finally found someone who doesn't have a reason to write a one-star review. I feel like we've really reached the pinnacle of our show. Okay, I have a review of HB Tanning, which I can only imagine stands for Huntington Beach.
Whoa. Mind blown.
I know. Listen, we're on top of our game. I was going to say it's so early in the morning, then I realized it's 11:30, but we're not exactly morning people.
Nope.
Okay. Adam gave HB Tanning a 3-star review. Super convenient location, very friendly and outgoing staff, was welcomed immediately, and they worked quickly to get the sunless tanning booth prepared for me. The room was clean, and I had all of the supplies available if needed. Towel, hair mask, lotion, etc. 3 stars for that. Now, I've done spray tanning about a dozen times or so, but this spraying was so strong, I held my breath to avoid breathing in the stuff, making my escape. These are the most dramatic reviews.
Someone's knocking at the door.
I'm suddenly realizing, like,
this eyes is... wide shut.
A tanning story. Making my escape, I could barely open the doorknob because my hands were so slippery.
Oh, this is an image.
You know what I'm thinking is these people all think that this is a... What was the name of the... Rockstar
Games.
And they're just trying to write their next screenplay for the next great there video horror mm-hmm. video game. Grand Theft Auto.
I'm in.
Grand
Theft Tanning. It's not clever, but we're not going to come up with anything better, so let's move on.
Grand Tan Horror. Nope, I'll work on it.
Oh, Orange Dead Redemption.
Oh, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. That's the one. Making my escape, I could barely open the doorknob since my hands were so slippery from the anti-tanning lotion. Feeling lightheaded, I fell straight to the floor, and I kicked the door open with my feet.
What? I would love to see the video footage of this, because there's no way it happened as dramatically as it is described to us.
Color looks great, but it's safe to assume I'll probably avoid the sunless tanning booth for a while. End of review.
This sounds like a you problem, not a them problem.
The tan looks great, except for those splotches where I smacked my body into the tile floor.
I'm floundering around. Can't get up. It's too slippery.
All that anti-tanning lotion. Okay.
That's so bad.
Making my escape. I love that they're just trying to, like, get out of the booth.
That's so ridiculous. I had to get away from Google after those.
You had to make your escape.
I made my escape slippery. With my slippery hands. Sliding across the keyboard.
Sliding across the dirty, dirty floor.
And I kicked open the door.
With your feet.
And there was Groupon.com.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. I didn't even think of that, Alexander.
Yeah, there were some deals.
That's so smart.
Like,
I feel like yoga, tanning, and mm-hmm. like manicures.
Oh, Allie and I got the best freaking yoga deal.
Well, I bought it too, but...
Allie, Christina, and I got the best freaking yoga deal.
I just never get to go.
We've been twice. Yeah. We'd like to go more often.
You seemingly accidentally schedule it every time Em and I are recording.
Whoops. They only do the beginner's yoga on specific days.
Oh, beginner's yoga. That explains
Oh, I'm
it.
Sorry. You that need your level need 3 vinyasa.
Vishna. It's where you lay uh-huh. on the floor and
yep.
kick the door open with your feet. Guys, I ate ice cream cake for breakfast, so I'm in quite a mood. There is a bottle of champagne, birthday. But we haven't opened it yet.
No, thank God.
Believe me, things would that be a would be real lot bad. More questionable.
Okay, I have a review of the 3 Mystic Tans or 1 month unlimited bronze level tanning at OC Beach Tan.
Great.
$15.
OCD tan.
72% off. That's crazy. OCD tan.
That's what that person said.
I know. I don't think you were just saying that.
Booth 4 and 6. What do you have, OCD? I'm an accountant.
That's insane.
I know. What a dick.
It's literally 6. Like, he has described that there are 6 beds It's not that many to keep track of.
I'm going to be honest. I got a spray tan relatively recently for your wedding, you know. And I went in and they were like, how many hours do you usually do? Because like for like an express tan or whatever, it's like between 1 and 4 hours. And each half hour determines how much darker you get. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, shit, I don't remember. And they had to go like look at my past notes. And I'm like, that's so dumb. I should have remembered that. But I feel like
it's really according to that guy, Mark, or whatever... Nope.
It's not my responsibility.
If you had remembered, you have OCD.
Oh.
That's how that works.
Oh.
If you remember numbers and you're... Wait, he's an accountant. Like, what?
But that's what he's saying.
I know. Because he's an accountant during his day job, he forgets that all numbers exist.
Do you think I understand how numbers work in my off hours? Probably not even during my on hours.
True.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Keep going.
Okay, I have a 3-star review by Chrissy. My spray tan... was really bad. I had literally thick streaks down my legs and couldn't even wear shorts all week. It was so disappointing. I expressed my lack of knowledge with the treatment and how I needed some directions on what to do once inside the booth, which was very cold inside, and kind of just shot out like a cannon fast, and wasn't expecting it to be so quick. Bright side, lady was nice, and a review.
Shot out like a cannon.
Mm-hmm. It was really cold, and it sounds like the miracle of childbirth.
Oh, God. Ew.
Cold in there, then suddenly shot out like a cannon.
Is that what
didn't
you
expect
think
it.
Childbirth is like? It's cold and...
cold and cannon shots.
Much like the confetti cannon I bought for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that and I'm like, someone's getting born.
Someone
it's
is.
It's a birthday. See?
It's a birthday.
Makes sense.
It's straight out of the womb.
Straight out of the womb like a cannon.
Orange Dead Redemption. Okay. So I'm going to read another HB Tanning review by C, and it is a 1-star review. Oh, dear God, I forgot. This reminds me a lot of our accountant friend.
Oh.
I called tonight at 7:40 and asked what kind of beds they have. So keep in mind real quick, this HB Tanning closes at 6 p.m.
Okay.
So whatever this person accountant said, I Googled their reviews, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, their hours, and they're open till 6.
Okay.
I called tonight at 7:40 p.m. and asked what kind of beds they have and said, I have never been there. The girl sounded really nice, but said, we have 4 types of beds, then paused, and then said, we're actually closed right now. If you can get to a computer, you can look us up at hbtanning.com. I paused and then said, no thanks, and hung up.
What?
First of all, I am a potential customer. You should always be willing to give out simple information to someone who is looking to spend money at your establishment. Instead, I was referred to the internet to answer my questions, rather than this girl spending 2 minutes to inform me on the types of those 4 beds. If you are closing and don't want to answer a couple simple questions, then I personally think you shouldn't even answer your phone. They just lost my interest in becoming a client of theirs. End of review.
Who? What? What does this person do for a living? Are they going to, like, work extra for some random asshole who's calling in?
An hour and 40 minutes late after they close. Also, I don't know about this place, but the tanning person that I've seen in Cincinnati, I've only gotten, like, 5 spray tans. I'm making this sound like I go all the time. But I got one before my wedding in Cincinnati, and it was, like, her salon, so her cell phone number was the main contact.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if it's the same.
I saw a lot of those where they were talking about that specific person whose name is in the business name. They're like, oh, she's great.
It's like their personal number.
That's crazy.
So, what do you mean, don't answer the phone? Leave them alone. They're closed for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean,
also, I like that this is the type of random question that this other person hates so much. Like, what are the types of tanning beds?
Yeah.
What a random question. Anyway, I like that they're like, the internet? Are you kidding me? All of the information is clearly written on the internet.
Where did they get the number from? The Yellow Pages?
I don't know. Oh, right. I don't know.
If they found the number online, which is most likely
what happened,
why didn't they just click through the website?
Well, they went to H&R Block and their accountant was looking real tan and they said, hey,
where'd you get
that done?
Well, since it's my business hours, I'm good with numbers. So here's their number.
I suddenly remember.
Can we just talk about something quick?
I'd rather not.
Aside.
It's your birthday, so sure.
You know what else it is today?
What?
International Podcast Day.
I completely forgot I was going to add that as part of your little celebration. Yes, it is International Podcast Day, guys.
It's September 30th, my birthday.
That's so cool. It's like it was meant to be.
Yeah, sure.
Or would you rather not share it?
People keep tweeting at us like, oh, happy International Podcast Day. I'm like, excuse me? Hey, don't you know that it's my birthday?
I'll make a statement later.
Thank you.
Please
release a press release.
I will release a press release.
To the press. Release a press release to the press.
Oh, to the press.
Yeah.
Okay.
Start the presses.
And I'll press tweet on my press release to the press.
Okay.
I'm struggling now.
Yeah, that's you.
It's a lot of press.
Too far.
Presser.
So yeah, we get in these tweets, which is great. I love you all, but
man, you are high maintenance today. I tell
but
you,
but it's
what.
My birthday.
It is his birthday. It's also International Podcast Day.
I do find that kind of funny. I mean, of all people, the bad boy of podcasting would be born
exactly,
on International Podcast
exactly.
Day.
It's like the world knew that the podcast messiah. Oh, no. I should stop. Messiah.
She said it first. Podcast messiah. New nickname. So whoever meets me in person next, who sees me on the street in Santa Monica,
no.
The podcast messiah.
No, please. Absolutely not. I'm going to set up a manger scene underneath my tree.
Now that would be great.
Now that's blasphemous.
That's pod racing. Pod racing. Podcasting. Now that's podcasting.
Pod racing?
Just a Star Wars reference. You wouldn't
understand. I remember that video game.
Oh, that game was so much freaking fun.
It was, right?
What was that called? Just Star Wars Pod Racer?
I'm like pretty sure that's what it was called.
Good times.
Famously by Rockstar Tan. I mean, games.
That was funny.
Thank you. I'm pretty hilarious.
I have a special picture that I might share, though, for my birthday / for International Podcast
Day.
What is
it?
It's a picture of me in a specific shirt.
The jacket?
No.
Oh.
I took the picture last week.
Okay. I don't want to know.
It has a certain picture on it.
Oh, God, of himself. Listen.
Wait, spoilers.
Don't get me started.
Spoilers on my Instagram.
I just got you such a nice jacket.
It's my birthday.
To cover up that shirt specifically.
And to cover up the coffee I just spilled on myself
poured,
a minute ago.
Poured all
it
over.
Literally just poured all over me.
Him a jacket that's embroidered with Bad Boy Podcasting.
Well, I wasn't going to mention that because... in the episode because I thought it was going to be in the video, like a nice little reveal.
Well, I'm going to post a photo later anyway, probably because I want a photo of you wearing it.
Oh, I'm excited.
Anyway, doesn't matter.
Where were we? Oh yeah, my birthday. Here's a
it feels like we're never going to leave.
A 2-star review by Steve. Uh-huh. Of that same Groupon.
Great.
Not a good deal. The unlimited bronze tan is in a bed that is older than my grandma. Oh. Now I have weird tan lines on my back. You can pay to upgrade to a better bed, but that shouldn't be the point of getting Groupon. End of review.
That is kind of the point of actually
getting
a Groupon, is that
you don't get
the highest quality
service. You get the basics, try it out, and then if you're like, oh, this company is a company I want to support, then you support them. But what I'm going to say, I have been impressed by these Groupon people. Rarely did they, like, 1-stars were really rare.
Really?
Yeah. And so they'd give like negative feedback, but it would be like 3 stars.
That's good. I like to think that like if you're buying Groupons regularly, you like understand mm-hmm. the level, you know, understand what you're paying for and getting. It's like it's a discount for a reason.
Yeah. And also though, I was surprised. I tried Facebook too. Facebook reviews?
Facebook, I never see
all
a lot
5 stars.
Yeah. I never see a lot of 1 stars.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I am going to read you a review of Bronzed Sugar. Which is where they do, like, waxing, like, sugaring, which is, like, they,
like
wax
body scrub
body
kind
hair.
Of thing?
Yeah, but it's, like, to get body hair up.
I love me a good body scrub.
Great. Good for you. So this is, they do tanning and sugaring, so I'm going to read this, in case you didn't know how this works. This is a 1-star review by Ashley. Nice, clean place, friendly staff. Tried sugaring for the first time. I am just so depressed looking.
Depressed looking?
Hold on. Sort of. Actually, that's pretty accurate. I am just so depressed looking at myself down there. I am embarrassed to even be intimate with my husband because it looks like a bumpy man's chin.
Oh, no. Her feet? Down there.
God forbid she's intimate with her husband.
A bumpy man, that is a new one. At least in my experience, that's a new one. I've never read that.
I'm embarrassed to even be intimate with my husband because it looks like a bumpy man's chin and is rough, like feet that have walked on the ground for 20 years, shoeless. End of review. I think this person should be a novelist.
So it's like calloused and...
20 years of barefoot walking. I don't know. Shoeless. I'm so sorry.
Like hobbits.
Like hobbits.
Like a hobbit foot.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, the opposite of the point. If it's all that hairy, the whole point.
A stubbly hobbit foot.
Oh, dear God.
It's like if you poorly shave a hobbit's foot.
And then try to be intimate with your husband.
Oh, no.
I just, like, I feel for this person.
Oh, my God.
I just, like, I couldn't handle the...
That was a trip.
The beautiful
Holy
simile.
Holy crap. But yeah, no, it worked. It's like, yep, I feel bad for that person.
Yeah, and they keep capitalizing certain words, like rough, shoeless.
Shoeless?
Husband.
Husband? My DH?
Maybe my DH. Oh, I feel SL, shoeless. This is like really anyway it made me sad for
me too
for God. Ashley I'm oh, sorry Ashley. And
it makes me feel uncomfortable.
It's oh extremely Ooh, extremely
boy.
uncomfortable.
Okay,
all right, I think you're up.
Okay, here's a one-star review of a Groupon by Katie. I recently purchased a Mystic Tan set of 3. I've gotten spray tans before, but by a technician. I didn't quite know what to expect, and the girl working that night didn't really warn me about what would happen when the spray came on.
Oh my God.
First of all, the spray was so strong, and the smoke, I guess, coming off of the fumes of the spray was disgusting.
Uh-oh.
It sprayed me in the face, and then had me turn around, and as it continued to spray, all of the fumes and exhaust that was coming from it gathered all around me, and I literally could not breathe. I feel like it was something very harmful. I opened the chamber door and rushed out trying to hold my breath and get a towel until it all dissipated. Can I just say, the use of the word chamber in this is questionable. It is a questionable decision.
I mean, listen, why is she complaining?
Very
At least she got out.
Decision.
This other guy, Andy or whatever, couldn't even make his way out of the chamber because his hands were too slippery and he was on the floor. So
kicked open the door to the chamber.
No reason to complain.
The tan looked pretty even in the low-light room. I thought I was pretty good. Although when I got home and the next day my French manicure was now orange. My toes and feet looked disgusting with orange.
Oh.
I literally took a scrub pad from the kitchen and scrubbed my feet, hands. Literally just said, scrubbed my feet, hands. So I'm like trying to think.
Maybe this is a Huntington Beach thing, this hobbit shoe thing.
Hobbit shit.
Shoeless hobbits.
I wanted the shit off. I am in the wedding floral industry and had to cancel a meeting at the Pelican Hill, really, because of the color. I did reach out to OC Beach Tan and I kindly and nicely told them my experience and how my manicure was messed up and how I couldn't breathe in the chamber. All of these things were reason for me to deserve some type of other credit.
Oh, here we go.
I didn't want my money back. I just wanted to use a bed or do some other tanning technique. I told the girl I was not into yelping and reviews and all that, but at this point, the owner never called me, and I feel like I was just taken advantage of.
Oh my God.
I'm letting you all know not to go to this place, because they are unprofessional and unhelpful, and really don't care. End of review. Can I tell you how much this person spent on this experience?
How much?
$15.
Oh my God.
$15 for this Groupon. For a Groupon.
That they had to specify I didn't want my money back means that they got offered their money back, which is like
$15.
Take the money back.
Take the $15 and your shitty manicure and go home.
Go home.
Go home,
to
Katie.
To your Brillo pads.
I'm thinking like steel wool.
Oh sure.
That's how bad it was.
Isn't that a Brillo pad?
I think steel wool is a little more intense. I don't know though, actually.
I'm thinking of a scrub daddy.
Oh, scrub daddy. I'm always thinking about a scrub daddy.
I hate this.
Yeah. Actually, I think you're right. Brillo does have the steel wool. You're right.
Like
you're right.
Metal.
You just use the brand name.
I'm trying to get some sponsorship points here.
Could you imagine someone listening to a podcast and it's like,
Use Brillo.
For all your scrubbing needs, use Brillo.
Do your feet look like a shoeless man's from 1900 or whatever the fuck she said?
Use code BEACH at Brillo.com for 15% off your first order.
And then,
you're afraid of being intimate.
And then, Scrub Daddy is a competitor.
Scrub Daddy is here.
Sick. SD. SD. Okay. I'm going to read a review of Yucatan Tan.
Loved that one. I didn't find a good review of it, but.
Oh, I did. 1 star by Michael. This is so bad, Alex. I just want to warn everyone. This is. It takes, like, such a sudden turn. 1 star by Michael of Yucatan Tan. Worthless. I paid to come and they called to cancel me with no explanation. I asked Danielle, the manager, why my subscription was being canceled, and she said, quote, because your friend who referred you gave us a 1-star review on Yelp. Really? Seriously? They advertise when you refer a friend, you get $10, and so does your friend. My friend did not get $10 for referring me, neither did I get $10 for being a referee. Not quite the right word, I think.
Let's start using it that way, though. I love that. It's hilarious.
Who, I mean, what business in 2016 cancels your subscription because your friend gave us a 1-star review and we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone?
What? What was that sentence?
Who, I mean, what business in 2016 cancels your subscription? Quote, I forgot to add the quote.
Oh.
Quote, because your friend gave us a 1-star review and we reserve the right to refuse service to anyone. Mm-mm. Now, here we go. I felt like a black person in 1960 the South.
Stop.
This is a white middle-aged man.
This can't be real.
Based on this person's Yelp profile, they are a middle-aged white man.
Oh, fuck. All the Cracker Barrel reviews, is that what it was based off of?
What?
You could tell that by the Cracker Barrel
reviews. Oh, yeah.
Only 5 stars.
Yeah, and all the cruise ships. DH, DS, all over the place. SD, my Scrub Daddy.
DBF, my dear black friend.
From 1960s.
God damn it, this is terrible.
I felt like a black person in 1960 in the South. That's how I felt. Well, I mean, obviously, if he felt that way, he knows what it feels like. I wouldn't be surprised if their 5-star reviews on here are from friends and families of employees. I've asked to speak with Dirk, the owner.
Something about the name Dirk. I love that name.
Such a ridiculous name.
Be nice to Dirk.
It's German. I can make fun of it. I've asked to speak with Dirk, the owner, but he has not returned my call. Now let's see if they refund me money. Oh, well, let's see what it actually says. Now let's see if they refund me money they owe me, as they promised.
Ooh, give me that money, Scrub Daddy.
Stop! I wouldn't waste my time here. Go check out other competitors who will treat you with respect. Looks like there is good reason they're not member of the Better Business Bureau. Signed, Michael D. Butler, local resident and Chamber of Commerce member.
Yep, that's a white guy.
End of review.
There it is, a white middle-aged man. Mentioned the Better Business Bureau is in, like, the city council or whatever it is, Chamber of Commerce.
Location services were on Chick-fil-A, signed at the local Chick-fil-A. Yeah, so there's that.
Wow.
I felt like a black person in 1960 South. That's how I felt.
Holy shit, that is wild. I could, of all places, I wouldn't expect.
It's too absurd to actually make it up. Like, it's one of those things where if you made it up for satire, people would be like, it's not even funny because it's just so on the nose.
This is one where people might write in and be like, are we sure you didn't write these yourself? Yeah,
because we're clearly A, that fucked up, and B, just as clever as Michael D. Butler thinks he is.
Oh, yeah, clever.
Give me my money. Sorry, okay. That was actually my last one.
Perfect. I have one more, and it's a redemption.
Oh, great.
For All B for Beauty. 5-star review from Maria. I drive 23 miles to get waxed by Heather at Mocha Tan. She is excellent, very sweet, and waxes you like no one ever has. This place is very clean, and staff is amazing. End of review.
Ooh. Should I send Ashley? Ashley had some issues. Yeah,
she the scrub daddy wasn't working for her.
It looks like a bumpy man's chin down there.
Yeah,
she's really depressed looking.
We'll see what Heather can do.
Heather sounds like Heather she's coming on in clutch.
Heather knows how to wax you.
Heather waxes like no one's business.
Yeah, I actually met Heather once at a party. She introduced me to her husband, scrub daddy.
Stop it, Alexander.
He told me to call him that.
Please. SD for short.
Please.
Was this at the local Chamber of Commerce?
It was.
Gathering.
It was.
Oh, man. I felt like I cannot get
yeah,
over
that one.
I tried to bring
a little bit of a redemption in
Thank
there.
Thank you
but
for that.
It's impossible to redeem that garbage that you read.
It's really trash. It is really trash. Don't vote Michael D. Butler 2020. Vote Christine 2020.
Christine 2020.
I actually made a Christine 2020 banner for the podcast.
It is quite nice.
For Alexander's birthday.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So you're welcome for that. Okay, so I guess it's time for my challenge.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I feel like you this week. I have no idea what the challenge was.
It's your birthday. I'll let it slide.
Okay.
The challenge
was... Oh, I had a busy weekend. Can I tell a quick story of what happened over the weekend?
Yeah.
So I wanted to tell people this. Yes, so Allie's brother was in town, Connor. We had a great weekend, a lot of fun. We hung out like all weekend, the three of us. Yesterday, we went to Universal Studios. Rode some great rides, had some fun. I basically chugged down a butterbeer, had a pizza from Luigi's Pizza in Springfield, just a slice. We were going to go, and then we went on the freaking studio tour.
Yeah.
60 to 70 minutes long.
Yeah.
We get on there. My stomach is killing me.
Oh, no.
It's the sharp pain. I'm like doubled over. I'm like, Allie, like, I'm like, I don't know if I can
if
do this.
If you recall from last week, Alexander has some lactose issues.
It was awful. Like, the worst stomach pain I've had in a long time. Like, it was really bad.
Didn't bring his lactate.
I didn't bring my lactate. It was just terrible. So
yes?
I was buckled over as Jimmy Fallon kept talking to me over the stupid thing. Tour guide was doing his thing. We went through where they filmed The Good Place. I couldn't even enjoy it. I was in so much pain.
Oh, I'm jealous.
And I look up and I just see yogurt on one of the buildings. I'm like, oh, it made me feel even more sick. And we keep going.
Yogurt.
And he's saying, if you need to stop for whatever reason, please pull the middle red.
No.
There's like this red line
he's
thing.
He's probably looking at you going, if you need to
stop. I was like three cars back. He didn't see me.
Oh, well.
But Allie's like, pull it. Pull it. I'm like, no. We do the 3D King Kong experience. It like shakes you around. I feel like shit. Finally, we stop and I see there's like another thing we pull into that's like going to be another little ride type thing. And Allie's like, pull it. And I'm like, okay. I pull it. And over the intercom, the guy's like, you can tell he like panics a little.
No.
He's like, oh. He's like, pull it again if it's a medical emergency. I turn to Allie and I'm like, should I pull it? She's
Alexander.
Like, no. She's like, don't pull it for the men. Because she's like, they're going to call a fucking ambulance.
Oh, you're right.
And then he was like, okay. And he's like, obviously, like, what's going on? He's like, pull it again if you dropped something. No one's pulling it. And he's like, pauses. He's like, okay, who pulled it?
Is everyone just staring at you?
No, everyone's looking around. Like, what happened?
Oh, this is horrible.
Because in my car, there was no one behind us, just like two rows ahead of us. It was pretty empty.
My anxiety is...
And I
spiking.
And I like raise my hand and he's like, okay, car three. And everyone like turns around
look.
He runs over and I was like, I'm just feeling so nauseous. I feel so sick. He's like, okay, someone's coming. They like radio for a truck to come and get me.
This is the most Alexander story.
I felt so embarrassed. I apologized to the poor family sitting in front of me. Overall, it took like 45 seconds from everyone. Like it wasn't that long at all. Like the truck came.
I mean, you're
so
definitely
quick.
Not the first person on a Universal tour to
the
have
tour guide
issues.
Acted like it. Because he got
Maybe
back up,
new.
He was like, he must be, because he was so, like, not sure. He's
like
shaken. Remember, and he's, like, trying to stall, but it was really obvious. I'm like, just say anything. And I was like, I'm thinking, like, just tell the truth.
I
say
would
someone
rather
was feeling nauseous
him,
back there.
If I were in the front, I'd be like, is someone dying
back
there?
He was
like,
acting like
really
I was, something
probably
was...
probably better to just say, hey, someone wasn't feeling well, so we medevac, we helicoptered them out.
So,
I bet you all those families thought it was just part of the ride.
Oh, yeah? You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, this is just like that time in Grand Theft Auto when all the... Yeah. Oh my God.
And so the truck came. They got me off of the ride thing, the tram, and then he took me to a special back lot bathroom, and then took me to the top.
Did Allie stay on the thing?
Yeah, Allie and Connor, they stayed on there. And
you
I was
see
like
her hand reaching out and you're like being pulled away.
No, she was just waving. She's like, bye.
She's like, please get out of here now. No, I want to finish this tour.
It was totally fine. It was just, it was like halfway through. So I like couldn't, I was like, there's no way.
Let this be a lesson for all of you that if you have a lactose intolerance and you insist on drinking a butter beer and eating pizza.
It was so good though.
Please, was it worth it?
No.
Okay. Please bring your lactate at the very least.
Holy shit. I didn't hear the end of it either. Sad. The rest of the day from them.
I thought you meant the end of the tour. I was like, what a.
Well, that too.
What a sad bummer.
Anyway.
I've always wanted to do that tour.
It was, you know what? I would have loved it. Allie was like, this is exactly what you would like. It was really boring and you just kind of rolled through and relaxed.
Well, next time I'll go with you.
Yeah.
If you ever invite me to anything, I guess.
We'll think about it. We got our special Costco Universal Pass.
All right. Well,
that's my birthday story. I wanted to tell everyone.
I think that was really worth it for everyone.
Now, what was your challenge?
Right.
Relevant at all?
Actually, yeah. You just completed it. Thank you. And good night. Actually, my challenge was to find a favorable review of someone's former spouse's divorce attorney.
Yes.
Yes. I did.
You did?
I did.
You succeeded?
It worked.
No way.
I succeeded. And this was sent in by Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Not you. Not me. I assume, because you seem to have already forgotten it.
Yep, definitely not me.
Different Alex. Okay. So I was Googling this the other night, and Blaze was asleep, and I went downstairs to get some water, and when I came back up, I realized I had left my computer open, and I had Googled divorce attorneys Yelp reviews, and so I just had these, like, tabs of divorce attorneys open, and thankfully, Blaze had his little sleep mask on, because I insist on, you know, being up till 2 in the morning. So, as of where it stands now, still married,
good.
I think. So, the first one I found is a 5-star review of the Law Office of Sue Sign by Lisa. Lisa says, Sue was actually my husband's attorney in our divorce case. I have to say, I was impressed with her. I found her to be a very competent, professional attorney that really looked out for her client's best interest, aka her ex-husband, rather than her pocketbook. She didn't try to take advantage when other attorneys could and did. She was fair, but could also be aggressive when and if necessary. Even though I didn't hire her for my counsel, I'd still recommend her to others. End of review.
Weird.
It's so weird. I'm like, who made you write this?
Yeah, what? Is this?
Are you trying to get like points on Yelp?
This was part of the settlement.
She was like, the lawyer just threw it in there. She's like, this is such an easy case. I can probably get some 5 stars out of this. Oh my God.
That's weird.
I feel like I have to be careful what I say about these lawyers because.
Christina, it's okay. You have a lawyer friend.
I do, almost.
Almost lawyer friend.
May. I got to count down until May to like for me to be able to say shit like the things that I already say.
Okay. We can't wait.
The next review is a 4-star review by, quote, a local Yahoo user.
Okay.
This is a review of John Vomaca. Attorney.
Sure.
Mr. Vomaca was actually my ex's attorney. He knew without a shadow of a doubt he was fighting a losing battle, yet he never gave up trying to argue his client's position. He did it carefully and well thought out.
See, now that's more what I expected.
He knew he was fighting a losing battle with his client.
That really bothers me, actually.
The two of them tried so hard.
That really bothers me. I don't know what it is about that.
But here, I'll give you 4 stars.
He's trying to be all buddy-buddy with his like ex's lawyer. Like,
I love that it's 4 stars.
This poor chump. He got screwed over by her, too, am I right?
Oh, my God. Ugh, yikes. The next one is also a 4-star review. It's of Fleming Law. And it just says, client review. Charlotte Fleming was actually my ex-husband's lawyer, but was good. She is always in control when in the courtroom and can make anyone nervous, kind of like a bulldog. I resented her for a long time due to the outcome of our lawsuit, but now I realize she's just a good lawyer. End of review.
Well, that's...
This is so depressing.
Weirdly... rational and reasonable kind of thing.
I wonder if it's one of those things where your therapist is like, you need to address this resentment you're holding open up your laptop, get on your iPad.
Oh my God.
Do I have to click 5? You can click 4. But write something positive.
That's wild to me, though.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
How many of these are? I mean, they're not that many.
That one, like I expected a lot of 1-stars, you know, instead of...
Oh, there were, okay. Trust me. But you said favorable review, so...
Oh, yeah, true. But I'm just like, I didn't expect them to be like this, though.
Yeah.
You know, like, it just seems weird.
It's very weird. And I'm like, I'm all for, like, oh, my ex-partner and I are still amicable. And I'm like, great, awesome. But, like, why are you going back and reviewing the lawyer that was against you?
I could picture them maybe joking about it. Like, my God, remember that lawyer?
Like you did
she
such
really a... really screwed you over.
Right. Or, like, you did such a better job hiring representation than I did, which also happened a lot on here. But... it's just a very odd way to go about spending your time. But then again, I spent 2 hours last night making a weird Photoshop montage stages of your life. So,
but I weirdly respect these reviews.
I know.
I'm like nodding my head like,
because they're positive. Cool. Yeah. You know how we feel about positive.
Yeah, I guess I'm just not used to this many positive reviews.
Yeah, I'm trying to make your birthday a little better. Okay, here is a 5-star review. I have 2 more. Here's a 5-star review by Becky of Sherry Warren. I have recommended many people to Sherry Warren for divorce law. She was actually my ex-husband's attorney when he left me in 1996.
Sorry. My goodness.
So sad. My attorney wanted to escalate the divorce and take it to court so she could rack up a huge bill. Whereas Sherry Warren made it easy for us to divide our assets fairly and honestly. Because she was my husband's attorney, my husband and I had a very amicable divorce and have been able to remain cordial co-parents of 2 very happy, well-adjusted young men who are both in college now. While the divorce was not my desire, I am so very, very thankful that she was able to help us accomplish it in such a manner that we have been able to remain friendly for the sake of our boys. I'm sure I have sent at least 8 or 10 people to her over the years and have heard nothing but wonderful remarks about her professionalism and fairness. Divorce is an ugly thing to go through, but Sherry is gifted at making it as undamaging as possible for both the couple involved and their kids. What more could you ask for in a divorce situation? She is just wonderful. End of review.
My goodness. I know! This much respect for lawyers. I haven't seen this in a while.
Well, I have 1 more. Now, this is for Neil Marangi, and I will say, so the place is called Flat Rate Divorce.
Listen. That's where Blaze is going.
I bookmarked it for future, for safekeeping.
I'll encourage him to go. Don't worry. Wink, wink.
Okay, Ray. So now you'll learn this in the review, but essentially Ray is another lawyer.
The person reviewing is another lawyer. Yes. Got it.
Neil is a skilled, knowledgeable, and ethical attorney, and I say this as a fellow family law lawyer who is marketing for the same clients he has. In other words, I have no personal gain from this endorsement. Seeing his 1-star rating on Yelp, I felt I had to give Yelpers a clearer view of him. I have handled a few cases against Neil as opposing counsel, and he was always a formidable opponent. If I were to, heaven forbid, get divorced, I'd be very unlucky if my wife hired Neil. End of review.
How sweet.
I know. I was like, this is professional.
Weird.
This is like the opposite of all of those shows on NBC and all those dramas where, like, scandal and shit, where literally everyone's just trying to cut each other down. Yeah. This is like the most wholesome law.
But in a really weird way.
In like the creepiest, uncomfortable way.
Yes.
And I know that one wasn't like their ex-spouse's attorney, but I figured it was still sort of relevant.
Sort of relevant, for sure.
Like, it hypothetically could be.
Yes. He wants it to be. His future ex-wife. He wants it to be.
No, he doesn't.
In a way. Well, he doesn't want it.
I'd be very unlucky.
Yes, he would want it for Neil's sake, and Neil would deserve it, and it would be good for his wife.
Right. He'd be like,
so right now he wants
sacrifice
it.
Myself and all my my half of our funds.
That's
and
a funny endorsement.
Isn't that strange?
Yes.
And this guy had a lot of 1-star reviews.
Really?
And this guy wrote 5 stars. I'm a lawyer. So I'm like, why does Yelp allow that? Like, this guy didn't even use, he just knows him as a friend. He didn't even use him. I was just like, why is that allowed? But then there are reviews in like the not
recommended.
Because
he's faced him in the courtroom?
I guess. But like,
I don't know.
There were ones in not recommended that are like 5 stars. He really helped me out.
True.
My divorce, and those are like not allowed.
Well, yeah, there are. Yeah, I've seen those a lot. I don't know why.
That happens all the time.
It's weird. Yelp is weird.
There were some too that were like
allegedly weird.
Ones allegedly TM.
TM.
There were also ones that were like 1 star, beach too sandy.
God damn it.
Recommended by Yelp.
It's so bad.
Yelp
huh?
review of the day. Okay, so that's that. On that.
That was great.
So, I mean,
I'm like really, that was a solid number of them, and they were, yeah, very positive.
That is like the
positive.
Best kind of endorsement. If someone who's like, I wish they hadn't been this great, but they were this great that I have to leave a 5-star review.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, if you're looking at, for a divorce attorney, you know, hopefully not, but if you are, I have a few recommendations based on my new pals on Yahoo forums from 2004. Anyway, so that's that.
That was great.
That was fun for
me. Thanks, Alex, for that, for challenging her to that.
Yes.
I like
Alex
that.
And Julia set this up to be a good birthday episode for you.
Yeah, I'm very pleased.
Good.
I'm pleased.
This was a fun one.
That was a really fun episode.
And now all we have to do is wait for your wedding. You're just like partying it up this year.
Oh, my Bayou wedding.
Okay. Your Swampy Breeze.
Swampy
Breeze. Let's not
Swampy
get ahead
Breeze
of ourselves.
Is the band, isn't it?
Okay, fair.
Okay. So, are we ready for the theme and challenge for next week?
Yes, sir. This is the first time I've ever actually prepared one.
Okay, your theme, our theme, is from our friend Caitlin, who sent the 50 states and 50 themes.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have not been to Montana yet.
Love a good Caitlin.
Correct?
Correct.
Our theme, fitness centers in Helena, Montana.
Ooh! Is that like a, I mean, like a gym, right?
Yeah, like gyms. Okay.
Or like yoga studios or something.
Yeah. So anything fitness related, basically.
Got it.
So that'll brand like kind of keep it nice and varied. And
we can be creative.
Yes.
I'm so sorry. I remember how I said that I was prepared.
Yeah. You just said that, didn't you?
I was, but I forgot to write down the name of the person that suggested it because it was definitely not something that I came up with. Okay. So this is actually something we got 23 hours ago.
Oh.
It's an email.
Weird.
It's from Quinn. So I'll just tell you the challenge that that I've developed based on their suggestion. So your challenge is to find reviews of a place meant to be nude where the reviewer complains about people being nude. The nude.
Yes. Like so a nude beach, a nude spa, a nude... Cool.
So this is the...
I already have two places in mind.
I know.
Boom, boom. Because
you went to one. I remember.
Well, there's also one in Portland that I know.
Oh, okay.
There's also the naked bike race in Portland. That might be interesting.
Portland's just going to have all sorts of stuff
I'm
for
just going to stick to Portland.
So this is what... So Quinn said, I would thoroughly enjoy it if you looked at reviews of nude hot springs where the reviewer complains about people being naked.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, based on personal experience, this is a deep, deep well. So
that's funny.
I have a feeling you're going to find some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I apologize in advance. But you can start this once your birthday is over so you don't have to taint your birthday. Oh,
don't say taint.
Nope. Bad choice of wording.
Rachel wanted hot springs reviews too.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So that's great.
So we combined a Rachel and a Quinn.
Yeah. Thank you, Quinn, for that suggestion.
A Quachel.
Quachel. Thank you, Quachel.
Thank you, Quachel. So that's that.
It sounds like some sort of Aztec thing. Is that offensive?
Some what?
Yes, some sort of Aztec thing.
It is offensive.
Okay, then rewind.
Okay.
No, like something I actually know of that like.
Quetzal.
Yes. What's that? Quetzal's pretzels. Okay, let's rewind this.
Quetzalcoatl, that's what
I'm
thinking.
Yes.
It's a feathered deity. Serpent of the Mesoamerican culture. Quetzal's pretzels.
Quetzal's. Now that is a chain word. Not...
Quetzalcoatl's pretzels.
Once we do a Mesoamerican episode, we'll do Quetzal pretzels in Mesoamerica.
So bad. Okay.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to my birthday episode.
Yay! Happy birthday, Zandy.
Yay, thank you. Thank you.
It's about 12 hours left of your birthday, so use it wisely.
Oh no, it went by so fast.
I'm gonna spend the rest of it editing this episode. So.
Okay, well enjoy.
Thank you so much. Goodbye everyone.
Bye, everyone.
We will see you soon.